And we are back with Worship Factory. Whoop, whoop, the Exposed segment, which is obviously the time where you guys need to buckle up, like I've said last time, because we're going to go for a wild ride here. I'm the more constructive, you know, construction one, and I'm
the one who has no enunciation.
Yes, no enunciations.
Wow. Feeling, you know, the love.
Very managed.
This is our college section of Worship Factory. We do talk about college topics for the college minded, the 18 to 30 group. But it doesn't mean that all of our members are 18 to 30. They just
come all.
Wish. Exactly. Come one, come all.
That's correct.
What are we talking about today, John?
You're as old as you feel. You're as old as you feel.
You are as old as you feel.
I must be 12.
I must be 47.
Monique, if you go by your height, you are 12.
Okay, it works out.
Reel it in.
Let's just say.
What are we talking about today?
Yeah.
What we're talking about today is something that Mariana is really not the greatest at handling.
And it's
stress. I'm just saying, because like when I get stressed out, I'm usually pretty good.
Are you calling me a stressful?
I would never say that, but yes, I am. we're just going to talk about ways to deal with stress, because our age group is heavy in stress. I mean, college and relationships and losing
choices.
Yeah, you know, losing in Call of Duty. I mean, there's things that just our age group really gets upset about. You know, like when the guy's camping in the corner in the games. It's like, come on, seriously?
That's real stress right there. Well, I could think of a few ways why we're stressed. I mean, honestly, for me...
with people like me.
I didn't want to say anything. You said it, John. No, but control, you know, when we're, you know, we're finally out of our parents' control and we have our own life choices to make, that can get kind of scary, you know?
And then and people this age group are doing that for the first time. And so it's
doing that for the first time, trying to manage our world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
that's when the parents say, see?
I know, right?
I told you.
I told you.
I tried to warn you.
We do have some wiser, older people with us today, Mr. Mark Kiefer.
We stole Mark Kiefer.
Can we pick your brain,
Mr.
Mark Kiefer?
Wow, way to call him old. That was like a backhanded insult.
No, it's wisdom. The Bible is, you know, very clear about that. The older you get, the wiser you get. So let's glean from wisdom here.
Rod and Kempton must be
geniuses. They are incredibly wise. So this is a very appropriate question for you, because I know in the film realm there is a lot of last minute stuff. Things got to be done yesterday. I'm sure you deal with stress on a very regular basis.
Absolutely.
How do you deal?
You just there's a couple of ways that I deal that work for me, but I think they would work for everybody in their own idiom. But basically, if I'm on a like an 80-hour week, which happened about a month and a half ago, we were preparing for a screening, and we were pulling some seriously obscene hours.
Yeah.
And so I was really tempted to cancel all my my Sunday gigs, you know, because you want to just chill.
Yeah.
And I've found over the last several years that when I have a crazy week like that, that even though it is a drag to get up the crack of dawn and get to church to prepare and rehearse and, you know, play all day, it fills me up. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage people to do not cancel the things that can fill you back up, because stress depletes those supplies
so
fast.
That's serious hardcore wisdom right there.
That's recharging your battery right there.
Yeah. Right.
And I have found time and time again over the years that that God honors that when you do go, okay, you know what? I am going to set my aside. I'm incredibly stressed and I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to take 10 minutes and just recharge my batteries and read some scripture and spend some time in prayer. I have found time and time again, he honors that and multiplies the hours in your day.
True.
Gives you efficiency, you know, opens your eyes to stuff that you would have made a mistake on otherwise. And I have just seen that.
That said.
Yeah.
That said, I also think another way is, and I'm still learning this one, learn when to say no to something. Because you are already, if you're a college student, you're studying like crazy, you've got your stuff going on.
Mariana's taking notes.
Awesome. When does she not?
But
this is my way not to de-stress, actually.
No, let me feel special. If she's taking notes, it makes me feel good. But seriously, if you are if you're the kind of person that people are always, you're the go-to person for a lot of people, mm-hmm. and you're already having a nuts week, yeah. then you need to go, look, I know that's a really good thing, a good opportunity for me, but I'm either going to sacrifice family time that I can't sacrifice right now, or I'm going to sacrifice time alone with God time, or sleep time, which is also important, things like that.
And all things can be said in love. You know, you can definitely go, hey, I would love to help you out with this, but I just can't right now. Maybe if there's another opportunity in the future.
Absolutely. And you know what? A lot of people think if I say no to them, they're never coming back. They're never going to ask me again.
People are a lot more understandable than you think.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of times professionally, they think, oh, Monique, she said no because she's busy. We want her even more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
people admire that when you can actually
show
stand
self-respect.
Up and show self-respect. People admire that. It's funny.
So you actually, Mariana, before we started recording, threw out some pretty good verses regarding stress.
There's one that I really do like, and I don't know it off the top of my head, but I see you have your little computer there.
I do. Philippians,
would you share?
Yeah, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. 4. Do not be anxious about anything. That really means anything.
Does it actually
don't
say,
worry about
it says anything like 15 times
in the Monique version does.
Okay.
Do not
because
worry about
older people
anything.
Have to, you know,
process. Repeat. But
they,
in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, oh my gosh, that has been such a learning thing for me this year. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Okay, so put that into context for me. If I'm not a Bible reader or whatever, how would you?
English, please.
Okay, don't worry about anything. Okay. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. Don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far beyond what anyone can understand. And His peace will keep your hearts and your thoughts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus.
And with that said, that ends up changing your priorities and then it changes your mindset.
Yep.
Yes. Definitely. Changes your mindset.
You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA
99.5.
The Exposed segment, which I've said it once, I've said it twice, I've said it 500 times. Clearly the more fun, younger, more entertaining segment of Worship Factory.
By the way, next time you do that 99.5 thing, let me know and I want to do that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Cool. We've been harmonizing.
How's it go?
We've been harmonizing. 99.5. Sorry, I apologize.
I opted out of that one.
Yeah, she opted out.
That's getting edited out.
Yes, that is gone.
Okay, so just to recap.
Same with smacking microphones and headbutting them with Monique over there.
Just to recap. Okay, so far we've talked about don't cancel your opportunities to recharge. That's one way of de-stressing, not re-stressing. Mm-hmm. And learn when to say no.
And speaking of recharge, come join us. Come join us at Real Life Church on Tuesday nights, people. We're out there.
Good thing.
Tuesday nights
at 6:30.
Recharging it up. Recharging that battery. Actually, I want to continue talking Bible verses because there's one that I like that helps me when it
comes
to stress.
Bring it, boy.
Which you guys are going to be a little surprised here because words of wisdom rarely ever come out of my mouth.
Let's hear it.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I think that's huge too, and because we have to go to God when we are stressed out. And then he even follows up and says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In other words, be like me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm Mr. Not Stressed, which, I mean, and here's someone who is knowingly going to go through what he went through, and he's still, like, I mean,
he's strong and peaceful
and
steady.
Our stress is nothing compared
to
that.
Now, what
nothing.
Part of the Bible is that?
That would actually be Matthew 11.
Matthew 11.
Yep.
Nice.
She's taking
28.
Notes.
Okay.
I want to talk about actually another group of people. It's not the people who overload, and it's not the people who try to control. It's the people who are basically just scared about the future, scared about the unknown.
Which you actually can stress about that, too.
You can definitely
stress
about
stress from
that.
Having too much, and you can stress from
not knowing,
really.
Because in college, it's so funny. In college, I saw this really cool statistic. In 2005, the National College Health Assessment, the NCHA, surveyed over 17,000 students. 25% of them said they were too depressed to function, which happened around 3 to 8 times in 12 months. And 21% actually said they seriously considered suicide.
Wow.
Which goes to say, maybe it's not about having too much workload. Maybe it's just about being afraid.
Of space?
No, not of space. Thanks for letting all of our listeners know
her fears.
Hey, no. She just let them all know. I threw a question out there. I didn't say Mariana is deathly afraid of space to a point where she can't watch Star Wars. I did not say that.
Okay, so the next time you watch Star Wars, you're going to quote Matthew.
That's right.
Yeah.
Idiot. Come to me. Yeah, when you're up there, just be like, come to me.
There you go. But have you, Mark, ever had that moment?
In our 1 minute that's left?
Have you ever had that moment where you were kind of afraid of the future?
Anxiety? For the future, absolutely. I think everybody deals with that from time to time. And for me, it's something that's been my motto lately with difficult times is, God, I trust you.
Amen.
It's something that totally puts me in. I was talking earlier about 2008 being a really hard year. I had very little work, and I just kept saying through the whole time, God, I trust you. I can't pay that, but I trust you. I can't pay that bill, but I trust you. And boy, he came through.
Amen.
He came through, and
he always
so
does.
It's all about trusting God, and I know that some people don't know how to do that, but I think if they try, they will be surprised. And
it's a leap of faith.
Right.
Well, he's got good plans. You know, I challenge everybody, look up Jeremiah 29:11. I'm not going to read it to you guys. This is homework.
Ooh, challenge.
Look, Jeremiah 29:11, and you will know. But thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Mark, thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you.
For being our guest.
Glad to be here.
This is awesome. You're listening to Worship Factory. Go to www.worshipfactory.net for network, of course. Get connected, message us, sign up, get a hold of us, let us know your thoughts.
Please.
And we will see you guys same time, same channel next week. Have a great day. Drive safe.